This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Look, I grew up around a lot of white folks, and a little country town, wasn't racist. I mean, there might have been people in there that had preconceived ideas about blacks or whatever, but I know my brother and I changed their minds dramatically because we were good kids, smart, studious, good athletes, good human beings. I mean, we did stupid kid stuff, but we were good human beings, and people liked us. That said, though, I did have the black experience. And I remember when we moved from San Antonio to this little town, Brady, and my uncle said to me, man, y'all gonna be country. Y'all gonna be like these white boys or whatever. And I remember thinking, no, I'm not. I'm gonna be who I am. I remember having that thought to myself. I will be who I am. And anyway, it didn't matter. We would go back on the weekends. Back to my little poverty. Well, my grandparents had two rent houses, and we'd go get the rent, collect the rent. But we also visit family. So it was funny. I think about the entrepreneurial things that my grandparents did. My grandparents had those two homes. They didn't sell them. They rented them out. They were 8A houses. One was a little bitty one my grandfather owned. The other one was the one that they bought together. And my grandfather was older than my grandmother, so before they married, he had a previous house. So long story short, they would go collect rent. And I remember thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. We go get money, you know, for these houses. And we'd sit and talk with the people who were renters. Sandra was a single mother who rented our second house. And you're going, why are you going through all this? I'm just going through all this to say, you know, I experienced America, black and white. I told you guys stories about my uncle being in multiple shootouts, but one that I actually went to. My grandmother took us. Not for sport. She was breaking it up. Another story for another day if you haven't listened to the program. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Go look at our work, the body of work that we do. I think you're going to be very impressed at what you learn about my team, the individual members of my team as well. Angie used to work with Tony Robbins, Charles Love, educated dude, runs Seeking Educational Excellence, very accomplished young man. Chris Harris, IT expert, runs Unhyphenated America. Lawrence Johnson runs One Urban Voice, which we work with at-risk families. And I could go on. Tiffany is our editor. She does an amazing job. Melissa runs the show. She's HR professional, legal beagle, and accounting. If you want to find out who's stealing from you, Melissa will get on it and she will find it to the penny. You ever see that movie, The Accountant? She's that without all the killing. We got Chris Allen, who does our tech stuff, our audio visual, any of the videos you see produced, we've got them. Kenny Latimer, if you see some of our more production level videos like East Cleveland and things like that, Kenny, we've got Todd on the team. Todd did a lot of the work that we did for the Heritage Foundation with my direction, of course. I'm just giving you a few of the folks that people don't think about it. Miranda is our girl Friday, does everything. She calls, she fundraises, a host of things. And we've added to the team. We've got many other people. We've got writers, Michael Cohen Bowen. Michael is an amazing writer. I mean, honestly, an intellect on the level of a Thomas Sowell. You'll learn more about him. We've got at least three or four writers. They write sporadically, but they write for us. They're amazing writers, amazing talents. I just want you to understand there's a lot of people involved in what we do. And most of the things that come from, I'm curious what you guys think, because my staff will come to me, Kevin, let's do this story, and I go, if the story doesn't have a race or a class angle, I don't really want to write about it. And it may seem boring, but it's not. I remember when the radio guy told me, Kevin, if Romney wins, are you going to have anything to talk about? Now, this was in 2011, right before Obama's, I think, fraudulent second term. But regardless, I said to the guy, you must be kidding. You think race and stuff is going to go away? You must be out of your mind, man. First of all, Romney didn't win. And with Obama, you would have thought race issues would have gone away, right? But they didn't. So anyway, we're always going to talk about this issue until we quit talking about it. And I'm going to talk about it from our perspective because that's what it's going to take to keep people from talking about it. I was talking to one of my benefactors and he says, Kevin, if you go after the education industry is racist, you're going to defeat the purpose. And I said, defeat the purpose of what? The education industry is racist and classist. If you don't fight it that way, you will never defeat it. The abortion industry, for example, is racist and classist. If you don't fight it that way, you will not defeat it. It amazes me how we continue to have these same discussions. And what I'm going to delve into here in a bit is I'm going to delve into Black America. I did a thing about the American dream the other day. It's been a while, but we talked about it, and they blame minority Republicans or conservatives for being the people to destroy the American dream because we dare tell people that that dream is being ripped apart by leftists. We tell them that these people are promote victimhood, that you know, they tell you that what you can't do. They say we're the ones destroying the American dream as these people tell black folks you can't do it. No matter what you do, you cannot be successful. And this hour, I want to delve into that with a thing that we saw that I saw on the at the Hoover Institute. They had three heavyweight politicos who, by the way, will be at our event No Whites Allowed. Glenn Lowry, Ian Rowe, and Bob Woodson. Three of the most amazing intellectual minds as it relates to race in the world, for that matter, but certainly in America. And we're going to play clips from these guys to show you what you can expect at No Whites Allowed, and also delve into some of these things that Bob, Ian, and Glenn are talking about. And I'll credentialize each of them so you know who they are. Maybe they'll give you a little bit of a tidbit. I forget what clips we have. But anyway, keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Glenn Lowry is a professor at Brown University, and he got his PhD from MIT. Very, very bright person. Ian Rowe runs a series of schools, I think they're called Vertex Academies in the Bronx, charter schools. And he produces excellence in children. And, of course, Bob Woodson, believe he graduated from Penn, and he is an intellect who, by the way, dropped out of high school, went into the military, got out, and then bolstered all of his academic credentials. And they were doing this interview over at the Hoover Institute with a guy's name is Peter Robinson. And there were some amazing things that came out of it. And because we invited two of those three gentlemen to our event, we'll probably invite Bob as well. Bob slipped my mind. It was no other reason. I just forgot to put his name on the list. But anyway, I wanted to give you just a taste of what we'll be talking about as we explain racism in America from the other side, from the other perspective. So I've got a series of clips. I'm going to try to keep it as linear as I can, but it's Bob, Ian, and Glenn talking about various elements based on questions that were asked of them by Peter. And such great insights came. I mean, being truthful, I don't learn a lot from these conversations because, like these gentlemen, I lived it. I understand it. I'm on this side of the aisle politically on this subject for a variety of reasons. But you do learn things like Bob talks about success stories and things we should be looking at. So I want to begin with Bob talking about the poverty industry. And we'll just kind of begin the discussion there. I think you're going to really enjoy this program, and I hope you do. So if you do, give me a, you know, contact me, Kevin. Contact me at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and send us a note or give us a call, 844-551-8255. Here's the first clip.
It's also perverse incentives. We've spent $22 trillion in the last 60 years. But 70 cents of it goes not to the poor, but those who serve the poor. So we've created a commodity out of poor people. Right. And a lot of black professionals are in the sector that is delivering those services.
Right. As Tom Sowell said, these anti-poverty programs definitely do eliminate poverty among the bureaucrats.
Yes. Yeah.
In my book, Race Pimping, I talk about at the time when I wrote the book, it was $17 trillion in poverty programs. Now, as Bob noted, it's up to $22 trillion. But here's what's interesting. 70 cents of the money, 70%. So 70 cents out of every dollar goes to those who serve the poor, not to the poor. What kind of program does it take 70% of the dollar to orchestrate so 30% can actually get to the people? At the very least, that's flipped. I mean, 30% in bureaucracy is too much. 10%, I can understand. 20 to be on the safe side. 30, and you're being greedy. But we're talking about 70. That's why I named my book Race Pimping, but it could have easily been named Poverty Pimping. And I explain it. I explain all these, the growth in social justice warrior degrees, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which should be diversity, inclusion, and equity, so the acronym could be DI. And how pervasive woke has become, and people are finally waking up to it. $22 trillion on programs, 70% of that money has gone to the people orchestrating the programs. People should be in prison for this. There's an industry around this, and here's the bad news. It's continuing to grow. I want to pivot and let's get Glenn Lowry into the mix. He's talking about putting racism in perspective in this clip.
The civil rights movement gives us equality before the law, correct?
Yeah.
We grant that. And then at roughly the same time in the 60s, we get the Great Society and a vast expansion of the welfare state. And much of that is directed toward African Americans. Bob Woodson says all of this, no matter how high-minded, no matter how well-intentioned, this vast apparatus of welfare has left us African Americans with shattered families, crime rates we didn't have. How do you explain all this?
Well, I think it's first important to establish that not all African American families are living in poverty.
Of course.
Or shattered. No, it's an important.
Yeah.
The narrative often seems to be when we come to this subject, we immediately move to that segment of the black community that has been steeped in pathology in some way. And yet, since the 60s and prior, black doctors, lawyers, accountants, professionals.
So and there's the president of the United States.
And the president and even the vice president.
Right.
So we have to be as obsessed with the success of the black community to understand what are the factors that have driven that level of success as we are seemingly as obsessed with that segment of the black community that has not been successful. And you started off your comments by talking about these persistent gaps.
Gaps, yes.
And it's important to talk about those because there are. And I, as someone who has run schools in the heart of the South Bronx, I'm very well aware of these persistent gaps between black students and particularly white students. But it's important to note that in the entire history of the National Assessment for Educational Progress, which is the nation's report card, it's still the case that in 2019, prior to the pandemic, only 37% of all American kids are reading at grade level. And even white kids have never been higher than about 44% of white kids reading at grade level. So what's interesting about that, it's unlikely that systemic racism is the reason that white kids are not reading at grade level. So the question is, what are the factors beyond race that are driving low performance outcomes for kids of all races? And to the degree that we can start to distinguish this idea that disparity must equal discrimination, we need to break that, because that monocausal type of thinking shrouds all of these other factors that are so important in the black and other communities. Strong families, access to school choice, high expectations in curriculum. These are the things that I think if we were to, in a sense, not to ignore the impact of racism, but put it in its proper context, to really ask the question, to what extent does racism really explain these disparities, given some of the achievements of equality under the law and the levels of success that do exist within the black community, and have hard, honest conversations about how these other factors are really driving these disparities.
I love these discussions. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Only have a few minutes to close out this segment. Here's what I want to tell you. This is what's going to be discussed at No Whites Allowed. These are the types of topics that I want to get on the table from a perspective that you probably haven't heard. I think you're going to be blown away.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising mortgage rates are causing demand to pull back. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume fell by 3.7% last week. That comes as the average rate for a 30-year fixed rose to 5.8%. In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate at any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. USA Radio News. The United Nations is taking a look at a Ukrainian nuclear plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way towards Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temperatures to climb into the lower 100s for many today and Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This as California grid officials are warning of blackouts and urging residents to set their thermostats at 78 degrees or higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what do you make of this? This submerged or forgotten century of progress.
Well, Nicole Hannah-Jones, the primary author of the 1619 Project, wrote an 8,000-word essay in a follow-up in the New York Times Magazine, and it's called What We Are Owed. And in this essay, she waxes eloquently and even says, there is nothing a black person can do. Doesn't matter if you get married, doesn't matter if you get college educated, doesn't matter if you buy a home, doesn't matter if you save. None of those things, quote, can overcome 400 years of racialized plundering, end quote. So she completely ignores the fact that A, in her own life, she's done all of those things to lead a life of prosperity, but she ignores that full 100-year, not only the 100-year history, but contemporary. Because when you do look at the racial wealth gap, yes, there is a gap based on 2019 data of about $160,000. The median wealth of the average white family is about $160,000 more than the median wealth of the average black family. But take into account just two other factors, family structure and education. The median wealth of the average married, college-educated black family is about $160,000 more than the median wealth of an average single-parent white family. So perhaps there are factors beyond just race that if we were being honest in this conversation, we could collectively tackle and come up with solutions. But to Glenn's point, if the narrative for which you obtain and maintain power is based on this idea of a victimized community, then you have a perverse incentive to ignore all of this.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That, again, was Ian Rowe. Runs a group of schools, a group of charter schools out of New York. You would be proud to have your child attend this school because he doesn't create victims. And he's an amazing guy. He's going to be at our No Whites Allowed seminars. We're going to play clips from another gentleman, Glenn Lowry, here in a second. Glenn is a true intellect, and I cannot wait for you to meet these guys. Anyway, Ian's right. He says, Nicole Hannah-Jones essentially said, what are we owed? And then went on to say, there's nothing a black person can do to become successful in America. Now, for me, while Ian provides all of these statistics to back this up, I just give you common sense. So if you look at her statement prima facie, how do we get Oprah? How do we get LeBron James? How do we get all these black athletes? Household names, Tiger. Do I have to finish saying that? I'm not talking about India and the Bengals. I'm talking about Tiger Woods, and you know this. One word personalities, Oprah, LeBron, Beyonce. I could just say B. She's taking the letter. She's taking the bumblebee. I could say Jay-Z. You know who I'm talking about. The iconic figures. And yet, victimization, you can't. It doesn't matter if you're married. It doesn't matter if you're educated. It doesn't matter if you have home ownership. There is nothing you can do to get over. And they'll use a case like Miles Davis. I don't know if you guys know much about Miles. But Miles Davis was at the top of the jazz world. Standing outside of a club where he was the headliner, a cop walks up to him, tells him to move along. He's like, man, I ain't moving along. I'm Miles Davis. He gets beat down, arrested, bloodied up. Teddy Pendergrass, same thing. Top of the R&B chart. Crossover artist, same thing. The only difference in all of these, those two stories I'm mentioning is, it isn't today. It wouldn't happen today. Tiger Woods, if he was outside of a golf venue waiting for whatever, there's no cop that's going to come by and beat him down. There's no cop that's going to come by and beat Oprah or LeBron or anybody else. Those days are gone. But I use the word anachronism a lot because what it means is you're in a time warp. Somebody stuck in the time of the 1930s, 50s, 60s where those things did occur and they want to apply it to today's standards. It doesn't work. And what Ian is saying is if you delve into the statistics, in these statistics that they want to quote all the time and tell you doom and gloom, it is nothing but lies. It says it ignores the very what's in your face, particularly if you want to look at the data and not pretend that it doesn't exist, because he said this. There's a gap of 160,000 between the median wealth of a white family versus a black family. The median wealth average, he says, of a married black family is 160 times more than that of a median white single family. In other words, if you apply the same rules, you get the same results. What's most interesting to me, because I get asked this question, I mean, I'm being asked this question right now in a major project that involves titans of industry, and they all want to know, can we make a difference? What's it going to take? And it's a simple answer. You got to have family. You got to have a source of pride in your community. We will never, I will repeat, black folks will never have a source of pride in their community until they get rid of leftism, until they get rid of this victim mentality. And that's exactly what Ian Rowe is talking about. He's telling you there's no reason for us to be having this discussion about gaps and what have you. And we all recognize, you know, when people ask me, Kevin, do you believe that there's racism in America? I believe there are racists in America. I believe there are people that get out there and act a fool every single day and don't know how to behave. But I'll tell you this, if you think that you're going to convince me that white folks are the problem, I beg to differ. The biggest racists that I've ever met look like me. I'm talking about my color. I tell you, I grew up, my grandmother would say things like, you better watch them white people, and you better be better than them white people. And she, white people, white people, white people. Now, she didn't mean it racist the way it sounds, but there was a thread of it. And you can't hear that without building up some skeleton, if you will, or armor, that's better. Some armor that says, I got to be careful around white people. I got to be careful. I got to be better. And you find yourself, and I can admit this, you find yourself putting on for them. Because you don't want to showcase elements of your true self. Now, I've learned since then, and I'll use me as an example. You know, I told you guys, I didn't want to tell my white friends my dad was in prison. So I'd lie. They didn't have to lie. Their daddies were at home. They didn't have to lie. And even the ones who did have, you know, daddies that were from the other side of the tracks or whatever, they pretty much, yeah, my daddy, he out of mechanic, whatever. They didn't seem to care. That's when you got into the class argument. But I did not want people to know this, so I would lie about it. I put on airs. Didn't want them to know. So, yeah, but what you learn over time is, I don't care what you think. We have tough conditions in the black community. Get over it. But as Glenn Lowry said, we're not talking about the 1950s and the 1960s or the 70s or the 80s. We're talking about Y2K plus. We are 22 years beyond Y2K. And we're still talking as if we're in the troubled 1960s. And worse than that, to the point of these very distinguished gentlemen, we rarely focus on what has the black community done well. I've had this discussion many times. Sadly, we're very good at marketing. There are a lot of little white girls that want to be Beyonce. There are a lot of little white boys that want to be Jay-Z. Not enough of them want to be Thomas Sowell. And I'll use Condoleezza Rice, even though she's a rhino. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. We aren't even trying to cultivate these types of kids. And I swear to you, folks, we have black people that are as nerdy. They don't know how to dance. They go to Comic-Con. They like working on robots. We have all that ilk in the black community. And you know what you get, you get to see? You get to see Boys in the Hood. You get to see the nonsense of the black community. The overwhelming people in the black community are absolutely amazing. They love this country. And are they a little distorted at times? Yes, but it's because they aren't getting access to the Glenn Lowry's, the Ian Rose, the Bob Woodsons. And I'll throw myself and many others, Charles Love, Chris Harris, people that will be at our event. So what I'm trying to do here is, and we're going to play some clips of these guys in the next segment that'll maybe finish off this segment or this hour. But I want you to understand there is an entire ecosystem of black folks out there like myself and the gentleman you're hearing today. And you're going to meet dozens of them over the next years. And this coming event, which is going to be held April 21st through 23rd in Phoenix, you're going to really get a chance to see some amazing thought leaders in the black community. I can hardly wait. Sit tight, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm often asked, what is the major problem in the black community as it relates to the way leftism, what leftism has created? And my biggest issue is this. I say, they stole our imaginations. See, most kids grow up and they can be anything. There was nothing I couldn't be. If I heard about an astronaut, I might go, I want to be an astronaut. If I heard about a cop, I want to be a police officer. And I could go on. Everything that came up, I could always dream. It was never a limiting factor. That's what America was about. But somewhere, I don't know when, But it occurred. There was a flip. And it said, hey, young black boy, you can't be this. Young black girl, you can't be this. And we got pigeonholed. And we got away from lawyers and doctors and accountants and financial people and economists and what have you. And we all wanted to be basketball players or singers and entertainers. There was nothing else opened up. If you wanted to be studious, you could be punished for this. Charles Payne, I always remember a story because he and I were doing a thing together at Fox, and Charles was saying he carried a briefcase around, and he got known for that, but kids wanted to beat him up. I can tell you, there were kids that didn't like that I was smart. The problem that they had was I was tough. I was willing to fight. So this is where we are with all of this, is that they stole imaginations from kids. Black kids no longer dream. They don't dream. The biggest dream now you have is, man, I hope I can survive my life to the point that, you just hope you don't die by the time you get to be 25 years old. Far too many kids think this way. Now, that being said, there are lots of kids who do have a way out, but they have this pull. It's a gravitational pull back. Almost no matter how big you get, there's a gravitational pull back that says you must respect the race. You must kowtow to the race. You must be ethnocentric in your way of thinking. And it's completely nonsense. I'm going to play a clip of both Glenn Lowry. He'll be at the beginning. He's asked about what it takes to put the family back together. And then I want to play a clip of Bob Woodson talking about imagination. And I want to remind you, this is going to be the type of thing we discuss at No Whites Allowed, except it's going to be much more rich and fun in the sense that we're going to talk about white privilege, white guilt, white supremacy. We're going to talk about all these mores of the left that get debunked. So anyway, here's the clip.
Raising the issues of morality and values is vitally important. The family and church, you two listen to this too because I'm going to come to you in a moment. The family and church are the natural sources of moral teaching. Indeed, the only sources, close quote. Okay, so here's the problem. If we all are in agreement that we know, actually, if we can give African-American kids today the kind of neighborhood in which Bob grew up some years ago, I won't name the years, Bob, but some years ago.
I'm proud of it.
But how do you do it? How do you put the family back together? For that matter, what can we do to reconstruct the African American church? I mean, my God, I'm a white guy, and I grew up on hymns that were in those days called Negro spirituals, and that was, and I was told, and growing up in upstate New York in a white community, I was told of the importance of the black church and how African Americans endured slavery because of their deep spiritual. All of this is true, but how do you put it back together?
You say, what can we do? And my answer is, who are we? The collective we of the United States of America, through its institutions, its government, and its policies, can do relatively little. There's some fiddling around the margin. There's a marriage tax. You might not want to have policy that makes it economically rational for people to avoid marriage and so on.
Right.
There's the, when the state speaks, what does it say, kind of messaging where, through public programming of one sort or another, you can affirm certain values, very thin values, not something that violates the sectarian differences between us in terms of faith, but at its base, in terms of the conveying of norms and the teaching of a way of life, that's not something that the large we can do. That's something that the communal we, it seems to me, has to do. You say, how can we restore our churches? Well, we can't restore our churches, but we can.
Bob?
I guess I'm a radical pragmatist. That's my political philosophy. But I also know that there's great inventiveness in indigenous institutions. There are examples of grassroots leaders in America, like in Kimmy Gray, a public housing leader in Washington in the 80s. Was abandoned by her husband at age 23 with five children in welfare. She got off welfare, sent all five kids to college. and then through her leadership organized the residents to take charge of their community, and in 12 years sent 600 kids off to college, eliminating teen pregnancy in that community. And so there have been other islands of excellence where people, grassroots leaders, have applied old values to a new vision and a new reality and provided an alternative to that structure that has produced the transformation of these communities. We need to look at what are these islands of excellence, these social entrepreneurs. We need to look at the capacity of people to regenerate themselves and their communities. There are all kinds of examples that we have found at the Woodson Center around the nation where if we say that 70% of the families are raising children with dysfunctional, it means 30% are not. How many studies have gone into the homes of the 30% to find out how are people achieving against the odds?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, these are amazing discussions. And by the way, these guys talked for, I don't know, an hour and 30 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it was. And there are pieces of everything that they said that we will be dissecting when we delve into the real racism in America, the racism of low expectations, the racism of violence. The things that leftists let happen in the black community, say not a word about, and pretend that it's all good in the hood. If you leftists, you would think that there are white people down there cracking whips, that black folks are oppressed, and everywhere they look, they yazzing and whatever, and around the hood, and there's white people riding around in buggies cracking whips or something. It's completely antithetical. What they actually want people to believe and what's happening, there's not a white face around. Now, oh, Kevin, it's all institutionalized. Don't get me going. Don't get me going on institutional racism, because I'm happy to explain all the institutions that have racism. The penal institution, the law enforcement institution, the judicial system, education, soon to be corporate America. If you let corporate America continue down this woke path, we will make the worst products, you will get the worst service, and eventually we will be buying all of our goods and services from somebody else who's willing to treat us right. It's not going to happen here. White folks are not going to open up a business, be told you got to hire people who are sloven, late, disrespectful, and a host of other things. They're not going to do it. Oh, let me add lazy. So keep doing what you're doing, folks. If you believe in the system, keep looking for excellence. What did Bob Woodson call them? Islands of excellence. Only deal with people who do not have the victim mentality. Do not deal with the others. Let me see if we have time to get this 1619 clip in here from Glenn Lowry.
There is a counter narrative, and that narrative wants to focus, for example, on the wealth gap. It wants to nurse and nourish a sense of grievance and victimization. It points to the history of, and the very undeniable history of racism and discrimination, which extended well beyond the end of the Civil War. It points to that, and it builds the story that you see in the 1619 Project, a story that I think had merit in 1950, but a story that I think is an anachronism in 2022.
I talk about this often. I've talked with world-renowned economists about you were right to feel the way you felt about racism in America in the 1960s. But to propagate that forward does make it an anachronism. It is not the same America that it was then. Opportunity abounds, and all you have to do is want it. And I'm not going to let the black community buy into victimization. In as much as I have anything to do with it, I'm not going to let it happen.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.